This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Parts of California may be getting a break from that miserable weather. The AP's Donna Warder.
Nearly a dozen powerful storms from moisture from the Pacific Ocean have either drenched parts of California or produced blizzard conditions when fueled by Arctic air. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says those powerful storms are expected to start letting up today.
The greater impacts are starting to wind down, and we're expecting, you know, drier conditions to across much of the state as the day progresses.
Pereira says drier conditions are making their way through northern and central California, but heavy rain will likely linger in the Los Angeles and San Diego areas. I'm Donna Warder.
The Weather Service says that nor'easter will be winding down along the northeast coast today, too. The U.S. and Russia have conflicting views of what happened to that U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea on Tuesday, each blaming each other. General Pat Ryder is the Pentagon press secretary.
One of the Russian Su-27 aircraft struck the propeller of the MQ-9, causing U.S. forces to have to bring the MQ-9 down in international waters. Several times before the collision, the Su-27s dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9 in a reckless and unprofessional manner. This incident demonstrates a lack of competence in addition to being unsafe and unprofessional.
Russia denies its warplanes hit the unmanned drone. The Pentagon is raising the possibility that the U.S. could eventually release video it has of the incident. Today in Texas, a federal judge will hear arguments in a lawsuit involving the abortion pill mifepristone. Christian conservatives want to overturn the FDA's approval of mifepristone. Today, President Biden takes on the issue of lowering drug costs. He'll talk about that today in Las Vegas. This is AP News. Now to a Connecticut woman and Vermont's assisted suicide law. The AP's Ed Donahue.
75-year-old Linda Bluestein has terminal cancer.
One thing that surprised me about getting this latest terminal diagnosis is just how hard it is to die the way you want to die. Seems like everybody has an opinion on what should be allowed and what shouldn't be allowed.
Bluestein lives in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and has reached a settlement with the state of Vermont. She can end her life there as long as she complies with other aspects of the state's assisted suicide law.
I care so deeply about how the last moment of my life is going to go, because I've said goodbye to so many that I've loved who didn't have a good death.
Bluestein wants to make her death better.
Not only for me, but for the people who are going to remember that, for whom that's going to be their last memory of me.
Bluestein is currently undergoing chemotherapy. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.